piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. It seems to me like we're getting a little bit of backlash about organic foods. They're saying, well, they're not as good for you as... I think it's coming from the producers of non-organic foods. But every once in a while, something that comes along will hearten those of us who are interested in organic foods. For instance, a nice article by Kenneth Chang that appeared in the New York Times 2013. You can find more helpful fatty acids in organic milk.
Than in non-organic milk. Yes.
Now, what's that all about?
What they have found is that whole milk from organic dairies contains far more of some of the fatty acids that contribute to a healthy heart than conventional milk.
Yeah.
I had heard for many years, as well as you did, that full fat milk wasn't all that great for us because it had saturated fat and could contribute to heart disease. Well, I think that tune has now changed. This article talks about looking at organic foods offering a nutritional advantage over its conventional counterpart. As Kenneth Chang points out in the article, that studies looking at organic fruits and vegetables have been less conclusive, but this one seems to be quite conclusive about the fatty acids in organic milk contributing more to a healthy heart than fatty acids from non-organic milk.
And why is that? That would be simply because of what the cows are eating.
For these cows to be organic, they have to be eating outside. They have to be eating grass,
be
and they're eating grasses. And these grasses are high in omega-3s.
Yes.
Now, these omega-3s are not the same omega-3s that we find in fish oil.
Right.
But the omega-3s in general have been shown to be good for the heart. They are heart-healthy fatty acids. Conventional cows, cows that are non-organic, their milk is high in omega-6s because they're eating mostly corn.
Yeah, they're eating corn. So they got heavy in omega-6s. Now, there's nothing wrong with omega-6s.
No,
right?
There's nothing wrong with them. It's a ratio of 3 to 6 that seems to be important.
And it seems to be in imbalance at the present time in the diets of most of us if we're eating the kinds of foods that we get typically at the supermarket.
Not,
I don't see why we wouldn't have milk in the refrigerator to put in the coffee or the tea or whatever instead of fiddling around with artificial creamers.
Those powdered things, they're chemicals.
Why would you do that?
And they're probably loaded with saturated stuff that we don't really
need. Not only that, high fructose corn syrup is in some of them.
And John, also, there's a different question. Kids drink milk, adults drink milk. The dairy industry is huge in our culture. We have cheese made from milk and all of that. How much milk does one need to drink or consume in order to get the benefit of these heart-healthy fatty acids? That may be the wrong question. I think that it just fits into a person's diet along with eating lots of fruits and vegetables.
That's right.
It's the vegetables primarily that are going to contain these omega-3 fatty acids. Those are going to be very good for you. Also, this article pointed out that experts disagree sharply whether omega-6 consumption should be reduced. We're not talking about reducing omega-6 consumption at the expense of increasing omega-3s. We're saying that they need to be in balance.
You need to keep your eyes open for opportunities where you can get these omega-3s, whether it's fish oil or organic milk, for crying out loud.
Most Americans now eat more than 10 times as much omega-6.
A little startling, isn't it?
But we need to concentrate more on the omega-3s, so keep the two things in balance.
I don't think you have to worry about increasing your milk consumption. I think we should start taking a more rational look at the kind of milk that we've got in our refrigerators. I'll guarantee you that if you open the refrigerator of practically anyone who's listening to this program, they will all have a quart or more in there of some low-fat milk.
Right.
Of some sort or another. Mm-hmm. I don't see that that's a huge advantage for
you. It's not a huge advantage.
I think it might be a huge advantage for you, considering how the cost of these things is, to look out for some organic milk because there are advantages that can come from using organic milk.
I agree with it totally. If you're drinking skim milk, well, you don't have to worry about omega-3s or 6s because they're not there.
Talking about things that are there, wouldn't it be nice if the people came back next week for
the food guys? La 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 la